Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Nighttime at the high school, power blackout outside the safe zone. Now we're ass out, pass out the handguns, axes hacked down the pack of crazies, blood splash the background.
The teens emerging when we reach the bourbon, watching these beasts of burden feast on virgins. Teeth chewing down deep in the meaty curtains of a breakfast club, Ali Sheedy's hurting.
It's a goddamn massacre, the last persons that ain't been turned. It's me and socks here to set the terms. Can't tell if we're blessed or cursed, cause the whole entire earth wants to wet the thirst.
This camp shock your luck, not Dracula. Travel time, solve crime, Scott Bakula. Nail gun to a large tarantula, and by large I'm talking gargantua.
I'm on a rampage and I got stamina. From canned goods, can't open with my hands, so what? Step it up like I'm mad to stab it up. It's no smooth raw food, check the camera.
Naysayers turn dirty, departing from Midland. Zombies get shot in the heart of the head. Proceeds be marking the target, the lips and harvest the darkness,
marching the dead thing.
Rockin' smooth lyrics, locker rooms haunted, got the school spirit. Nice for rock, two coffins in the car, gym packed full of zombies, dressed for the prom.
Got a fresh corsage, yeah, dead corpse mom. Shorty was the game, but could still sure if not. Exercise demons from out of team vessel, like how could we wrestle with the Halloween special?
The pedal through the middle, whole springs like Geppetto. Teenage tales from the trip, that's incredible. Reload the shotgun, shots through ephemeral. Lost in the mist, just dodging green tentacle.
Attention from the flag of gloom, thought I was edible. I deaded it with roots and less, so unforgettable. Jetted head to head with the dread. Predator got beheaded when I sliced them from the neck to jail.
That's when we ran into the pep squad, trying to make a meal of us. Cheerleaders still look good though. Yeah. We slept on snack, that was easier. Ass off, take a feel about like a video.
Well, I almost got bitten by a tarpus and red jeans. Dagger was shattered with parts of the shelf. And flames in the flames, she's marked in the melting. Heartless regardless,
march to the dead thing.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop. My name's Tarek. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast dedicated to professional wrestling. Not like other Not like other podcasts. I dare to say it's not like other podcasts. I try and concentrate on music. This used to be a radio show. We used to broadcast on London's Residence FM, and then we had to leave. If you go, well, I'll speak on it again. I'm not actually meant to be talking about it because I don't think Ofcom have come to their final solution or what they're going. But I'll tell you this: I can tell you definitely, as my listeners, as my podcast crew, we're not going back to Residence FM. Even if Ofcom come back and say, "Nah, he was cool. He was in the right." Like Tarek didn't breach anything. I'm not going back to Residence FM. I've decided. Just because there were certain things, and like, I probably shouldn't talk until it's over, but I just don't like the way they didn't go and back for me. I mean, anyone that listens to my show on a regular basis will know right at the start of my show, there's a listener discretion warning. And on top of that, do you know what? We're going to do something we can get away with now. We're going to play the song that got me Ofcom'd. This is from, I think they're called Love and Hate. It's off the album The Super Guadalajara MCs. And this is called Ric Flair. This is the song that got me turfed off. Of community radio in London. They said it's because it condones and promotes rape. At one point you will hear them saying that we're going to jump in the ring and get ready to. I don't think they mean rape in a literal sense. This is the defense I put forward. I said it's like if your football team loses like 10-0, you got raped. You didn't actually literally get raped. And I understand we're living in touchy times and things are difficult. But anyway, here it is now. This is Love and Hate, and this is a song called Ric Flair. Regular listeners of the show, you would have heard this a couple weeks ago. Here it is. I say a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. Rick Flair. He's the Nature Boy.
Woo!
Styling and profiling, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine, riding, jet flying, son of a gun. So you better run, cause you don't know enough math to count the titles he's won. Rick Flair.
Woo!
The crowd's out of control, the women screaming, the fellas jacking the title of gold. Don't take on any opponent, so do whatever you can to be the man.
Woo!
You gotta beat the man. You know his talent is legendary, he's battled the globe. Defeating Zayn, Tatsumi Fujinami, Dusty Rose, Terry Funk, Ricky Steamboat, and Terry Von Erich. And it don't matter the style, this match is always a classic, cause he is Ric Flair, founder of the Four Horsemen. And he's inviting the women to come and ride Space Mountain.
Woo!
Locking you in the figure four, breaking both of your legs, you're tapping out on the floor. Ric Flair,
woo!
Ric Flair,
woo!
Ric Flair,
woo!
Ric Flair.
Come here, you little punk, yeah, you right there. What's my name, bitch? I'm Ric Flair, the big wrestler. Look at my muscles, they're gigantic. Boom, kapow, I smash right through granite. No, I pulverize, dominate, break through steel gates. Jump in the ring and get ready to rape. I seize you with my powerful hands like vice clamps. Tram you on the mat with a big body slam. Spring on the ropes, land right on your head. Now your skull is fractured, now your ass is dead. I lift you up easily, holding your feet. Then swing you like a hammer down on the concrete. Bang, splash, guts, blood, and flesh. Spray out into the crowd, now the crowd is red. Screaming, kill that bitch, kill that bitch. So I jump off the ropes and break your ribs.
Ric Flair,
woo!
Ric Flair,
woo!
Ric Flair,
woo!
Ric Flair, woo!
It's not that bad, was it? But I still see their point, and I still hold my hands up and I apologise, but I don't want to be a what about as well. Like, you know when you get in trouble, and instead of, like, defending yourself, you just point out everyone else that's doing something wrong. And, like, all I'm saying is that's not the worst thing that I've heard in my time there, played on that station. Yeah, I'm the one that comes under fire. It's because everyone hates wrestling fans. It's not, but, you know. Anyway, I forgot to tell you, we opened the show this week with The Herbalizer featuring Teen Burger. I think it was called March Off the Dead Things. Which is, it's the theme for LA Park in MLW. The only problem is, I don't know which one LA Park is now. I remember La Parka from WCW. I suspect that might be LA Park. But then there's LA Park, there's La Parka, and now he's got a kid knocking about as well. And they all wear that, you know, the skeleton, like, lucha outfit. So, I don't know. I've always liked La Parka, probably because of the Funny Bones outfit. But anyway, my week's been good, in case you've been wondering. I very almost didn't put a show out this week, but I thought it's only a couple of weeks since we've been removed from our FM platform, and if I don't come on the air, it's going to look like it's going to look like I'm giving up. But I think 2020, is it 2020 next year? It is 2020. I think 2020 is going to hold some interesting developments for me, whether it's with this show, whether it's other things. I have a good feeling about 2020. 2019's been an absolute write-off. But onwards and upwards, as they say. I have been watching the wrestling this week. I didn't think Raw was terrible. A lot of people, as I said this before, people read the results, and then when they watch the show, they get disappointed that exactly what they read happened. But it was a bit of a stripped-down show because, as we know, Raw was filmed in Manchester last Friday, and they screened it, or they broadcast it on Monday night. Not a terrible show. I like the look of Walter in a Raw ring. There's been lots of talk. Walter said that he didn't want to move to America. I don't know if he has or not, because he keeps showing up on NXT, but I think Walter's a fantastic talent, and I'm really enjoying his work. Seth Rollins, I can take or leave. But it'll be interesting to see where they go with this whole Survivor Series NXT thing. But as I said, this is a podcast like no other. I don't want to get too much into my opinion. So we're going to play you some more music. This is the wife of the current NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. The man that holds the 10 pounds of gold. NWA Power is still fantastic, by the way. Nick Aldis's wife, otherwise known as Mickey James. Here she is with, she's given a good old go at trying to launch a music career. And she's not the worst singer. They're not bad tunes. Maybe not my cup of tea, but here's Mickey James with Dumb Bitch.
Tabloid magazine full of trashy lies and scheming behind the scenes. You were hitting on my baby the first time I turned my back. Did you really think that I was gonna let you get away with that? You're dumb bitch. You must think that I am like a smart bitch. Wouldn't step across that line, 'cause this bitch is gonna cut you down to size. Teach you not to mess with what's mine, you dumb bitch. I'm a good woman looking in a no good woman's eyes. What you were doing, now it's too late to apologize. Maybe this'll teach you not to try that trash again, and save another woman from your slutty shenanigans. You're a dumb bitch. You must think that I am blind, a smart bitch. Wouldn't step across that line, 'cause this bitch is gonna cut you down to size. Teach you not to mess with what's mine, you dumb bitch. You dumb bitch. Better hit the road, yeah, I'm telling you to go. And if you think you're coming back, I will knock you on your ass. You dumb bitch. You must think that I am blind and smart bitch. Wouldn't step across that line, 'cause this bitch is gonna cut you down to size. I'll teach you not to mess with what's mine. You dumb bitch. You must think that I am blind and smart bitch. Wouldn't step across that line, 'cause this bitch is gonna cut you down to size. Teach you not to mess with what's mine, you dumb bitch. Dumb bitch. Stupid bitch. Little dumb bitch.
lay our heads down to dream. And that's when our minds really start to tick. We start remembering all these things, these horrible things, these travesties that have happened to us in our lives. But in our dreams, we're superheroes. And in our dreams, we can fix everything. We dream of revenge. We dream of payback. Just like that, man. Just like that, we wake up. And that's when reality starts to set in. That's when we go to the mirror and we look in and we remember that we are not superheroes. And that we cannot fix everything. And so we bottle all this rage up inside of us. And we go on living our dismal little lives as if nothing is wrong. But everything, everything, everything is wrong. And I plan on fixing that, see. I used to have this mean old teacher. And this teacher, she used to look down upon me and she went to great measures to make sure that I remembered that I was a piece of trash and that I would never amount to anything in my life. She believed that everything she read in a book was true and that everything that I believed in was a lie. So I went up to her and I said, Miss Teacher Lady, what is it about you that makes you think that you're so much better than me? That makes you think you're so much smarter than me? Is it because your mommy and daddy paid for you to go to some fancy school so that you could wave this diploma around all of us? So that you could look down upon children and force feed them propaganda? Well, I say, nah. She looked at me and she said, Bray Wyatt, you are rotten. You stand for nothing. She said, Bray Wyatt, the first time that I ever looked inside of your eyes, I knew there was something inside of you. I knew that you were evil. I'm proud to say that right now somewhere that teacher lady is rotting inside of some retirement home filled up with all of her life's regrets. But I, Bray Wyatt, stand here in front of you today as a conqueror, as a revolutionary, as the man of a thousand troops. And I say, Miss Teacher Lady, look at me right now. I got the whole damn world in my hands. It's my payback. My ends justify my means.
He's such a good talker, isn't he? That was Bray Wyatt. That was one of the early, like, early speeches, promos, when we used to, when people just used to say Bray Wyatt just used to come into the ring and ramble, and I always used to really like the way he spoke. Like, I love the in-ring in pro wrestling. Well, it's why I like pro wrestling. It's not just the in-ring. I love promos. I absolutely love promos, and I love hearing people talk and weave stories, as many of you do. This is why we listen to this show. This is why we love wrestling, and it's all the joy of storytelling. I just don't know what's going on with The Fiend right now. Is he the WWE champion or is he the Universal champion? I think he is. Where has he been? I did watch Raw. I haven't seen him. I've seen Brock. Where's Brock's coming after? Oh, Rey Mysterio's number one. I need to stop rambling because I've only got about 10 minutes left. We might not even make it to half an hour this week because of the week I've had. Maybe that's a bit too much info. But we're going to go. We're going to go to Leo. Leo Rush, but I believe his recording name is just Leo, like Cher. But this is current 205. He's not 205 champion, is he? Current cruiserweight champion. It looks like a big purple quality street belt. This is Leo Rush, under his recording name Leo. This is called Scenic Lullaby.
$1 million baby, yeah, I had it all. To that day when I saw my mama's tears fall. Broken heart, sure the devil really did me good. Skipped school, I started smoking on that backwood. I prayed for better days until that paper came. Switch it up, now that young boy self-made, drinking problems. My sister Shonda, she finally solved them. Auntie Creesha, I never see her, I probably need her. I remember dark days on that deathbed. Long nights on that pillow with my tears shed. Long thoughts and meditation and I'm the pain. A premonition to go and get it, I'm chasing fame. But I swear, I'ma never look back though. I know they see me, but I only let my back show. The devil tried to guide me, but I got tunnel vision. God's plan was to help me make better decisions. Bumps in the road, those times were pretty scary. No Timmy Turner, but I was wishing for that guy for very odd times. Yeah, this little light of mine, Corey Carr, they let me shine for a better me. That purple Clark boy, that's a friend of me. That black soul drain me from my energy, it's clear to see. Next time you speak of my name, you gon' pay your fee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chevrolet passing, rooms full of passion, coupes full of trash with booze in the backseat. Tools I was lacking for fame and reactions. Ghosts from my past was closing it faster. Choking on cabbage, days full of laughter, weeks full of pain. Evil way tactics, love in my right hand, hate in my heart. Girl in my left eye, worlds were apart. Pain in my chest, these words can express. My love for the game, I'm going insane. I remember long nights on those dark days. When my heart was black, my mind stuck in a dark place. Found my way out, I had to go where the sharks play. Just to be free and think of all of the smart ways. Damn, my dreams. It was never as glorious as the scene. It was dark, it was cold, the promised land I was told. It put my mind in the clouds, it turned my heart into mold. I'm in the fight of my life. I had to pick up a shovel and dig my way to the light. And despite all that pain and all that struggle I've been through, the color of my skin, and that's the reason I can't lose. The future's in my hands, see, that's the reason you can't choose my fate. This world is my place. I need you to look at me. See the pain in my face. Yeah.
We are a force you can believe in. I'm just looking for some roll-ups so I can put my weed in. Hounds of justice, nah, nigga live, niggas not to be fucked with. Warren, walking through the crowd, keep it rolling like Rollins. I don't hear niggas, not a big man on you, just a thing I try to spare niggas. Killing what good is a witness? Ah, fuck it, it's good for business. The wolves is here, sheep can't last in the woods for real. Just rolled up the blunt the size of arm. The shit hitting us a triple power bomb. Believe in the kill. Smokers club, that's believe in the shield. I bees in the field. At any moment, 30 peas in your grill. Brave nigga, get a grave nigga. Strapped in a clap, make a pack and we fall. Fake nigga, pump your brakes. Niggas putting on the act like you scrap till we swarm. Ambush, I'm Ambrose. You got to respect my handle. Real nigga, and I ain't dance around like Fandango.
Been the man up in this shit. Body slam him, kill him quick. Body slam him, give him shit. Help drop him, show him, stop him. Niggas don't know when I come up in the dough. Kicking shit, break glass when I intro. When I intro, going on the endo. Stone cold flow, smoke loads, essential. Best in the world, I don't care what you think. Fuck y'all niggas, have a twist of fate. Kitchen sink, fresh ass mink. Woo-ha! Fuck y'all think, bust him, lay him down. Sharpshooter, where's the crown? Boss man, run the town. Blow sand all around.
Major Bragg, great. raise this edge. Hardcore nigga take pain instead. Oh no, get the guillotine. Flame a chance and I hit you with a DDT. What you really mean? Heaven knows I never back down. Never sleep a hoe. Make a tap out, smoke a headband. Jimmy Floss, look a sneeze. Top rope, jump off 1, 2, 3. Get the coffin, toe slam. All a part of a program. So raw, so focused. No taunts, no dope shit. No clowns, no dunk shit. Pointless. Stone Cold, got bodies on hoe. Godfather flow, shine on you hoe. Stone Cold, bodies on hoe. Godfather flow, shine on you hoe.
Staying tied down like Devon or Bubba. Monday Night Raw, fuck a whore, no rubber. Piss her to the teller, tell her give me all the cash. As I rob the biggest bank in a mankind mask. Diesel and some hash, motherfucker the UI. And I'm posing in the sky like Jimmy Superfly. Smick her into my lair. Then told her to take off her under layers. Invader like Vader, oh you talking shit. See the edge of my razor, a jackknife. Watch the shooting star, press him if he don't act right. Dead to be at, so you know I'm on my cash ride. Puppies that I'm blousing, it's about to be a cat fight. My niggas sell dust, tobacco. My niggas sip tuss, to move slow. Y'all niggas talk shit, but y'all know, bitch.
Load the spaceship with the rocket fuel, motherfucker.
1 year later, and the story stays the same. We come in, we dominate, we win, and we leave. Why? Because we're the best thing going, we said it since day one.
You better start believing if you don't already.
I suppose that's the other thing about getting booted off like regulated radio. It's being online, so it's just open. There's a whole load of songs I couldn't play basically because I wasn't going to sit down and clean them up. Because you know rappers like to use colourful language, and sometimes that language upsets people who are looking to get upset. But that was Smoke Dizza. I hope that's how you say it. And featuring Flatbush Zombie. And that was called Believe in the Shield. Before that, you heard Scenic Lullaby by Leo. And thank you for joining me this week. I think we're going to wrap up now because I can wrap up any bloody time I like now, which is a good feeling. Taking control of my own destiny. Does it sound like I'm still a bit salty about the whole affair? Because, like, to be fair, I am a little bit. But once we have, like, come 2020, I'll be able to talk free and openly about everything. It kind of keeps you wanting more, innit? But it sounds like I'm holding stuff back. I'm not. I still enjoy doing these shows, which is why I do them. And I hope you enjoyed listening to them. If you haven't, I'm surprised you lasted this long. I did watch Full Gear, AEW, All Elite Wrestling. Now, I've had a lot of trouble trying to keep up with the week to week. Just basically because I don't know what time it comes on in England. I think it's like Friday night at 11, and I'm a postman, basically, my day job. So I get up at like an unholy hour, and I'm not going to stay up like middle of the night on a Friday, because I work Saturdays as well. So yeah, it's just not going to happen. But I did watch Full Gear. What I can say is, first of all, it looked like Cody did that jump on purpose, because it all just happened too perfectly. That's when his head busted open and blah-de-blah-de-blah. The other thing is the shows are far too long, and there's far too many people on the shows I just don't care about. So, I don't know, it's hard to squeeze in my rest. But I've been all over the place. I haven't been following anything as consistently as I would have liked, except for NWA Power, because they were the ones smart enough to make their show look different and put it on at a time that I could see. It's not even anything super mind blowing. It's really basic, and I think that's why it's working. They always say, like, you know, keep it simple, stupid, and I think this is what the NWA are doing. But anyway, I'm gonna go now. I've got a lovely week ahead of me. I hope you do too. I will be back, possibly, at the same time next week. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can tweet me at The Atomic Drop on Twitter. And I'm on Facebook as well, but, you know, you don't have to. Just listen. Listening is enough, and I know enough of you out there are doing it, which I appreciate. I appreciate your time. And I will be back with another half hour of lovely audio related to professional wrestling next week. Until then, take care. Ta-ta!